In the next few minutes, you'll hear tips on how you can prepare your home and computer for the year 2000 bug. But the experts we called for this story all say, or at least imply, there is little peril in ignoring their advice. The American Red Cross says you won't freeze or starve.
The normal families here in Minnesota have more than adequate clothing, blankets, and most of them have probably a 2-3 day soft supply of food on hand anyway.
A computer repair expert says, don't worry about your PC.
We don't expect it to really be a big deal at all.
Same thing for Y2K-related computer viruses.
They are not in wide enough circulation to cause mass problems.
And, says our personal finance expert,
I don't really perceive that it's going to be a tremendous issue.
Still, if you're worried or just want to be prudent, keep listening. Ron Deppa, Disaster Services Manager for the St. Paul Chapter of the Red Cross, says keep some food and other supplies on hand, just like you would for a winter storm.
Kind of establish a little disaster supply kit, non-perishable foods to also include water and also a supply of your prescription, non-prescription medications that you may need for your family.
Also on Deppa's list, flashlight, batteries, and a full tank of gas in the car. Some people predict the Y2K bug could cause power outages, and that would mean loss of heat in many homes. Deppa says he's not worried.
Normally you're looking at if there is a transformer or something like that that goes, it could be anywhere from 4 hours to 8 hours. And a normal house won't cool down in that time, and so you don't have to worry too much about that.
Banks and other financial institutions have promised no Y2K disruptions. Still, Twin Cities financial advisor Judy Brown advises people it's always a good idea to keep extra copies of your records, especially if you use a software package like Quicken.
They absolutely should make 2 backups and put it away carefully, make sure that it, you know, the backup has worked. I would keep the hard copy of all records from your last bank statement.
Brown says these records will be handy in the unlikely event you have to reconstruct your financial picture. Getting back to Quicken, older versions of that financial software are known to have some Y2K problems, so get a software patch from Quicken's website. Now let's move on to your PC itself. Macintosh users, you can ignore the rest of the story and begin gloating now. Robert Stevens, president of the Twin Cities computer repair firm The Geek Squad, says any PC made in the last 5 years or so will be just fine. Even older machines will probably function normally, but just in case, make copies of all your important records.
Back up your machine, any critical files, just in case, so that if something goes wrong, you can revert back to the state before the date change.
Finally, it's wise to be running antivirus software on your computer and make sure it's up to date. Virus writers find Y2K an irresistible target. David Perry of antivirus company Trend Micro says there are at least a dozen Y2K-related viruses circulating. He expects more, including a nasty one that would make all your Y2K preparations for naught.
It would be something that would undo the Y2K fix that you have run.
Now, here are some things experts say you definitely should not do. Don't draw a large amount of cash from your bank. Home insurance won't cover large losses due to theft or fire. Don't fall for Y2K scams. And don't rush out and buy massive quantities of food and other supplies. Panic buying will just deplete store shelves and make life more difficult for everyone. John Gordon, Minnesota Public Radio.